Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, we celebrate it every day, folks. If you're in business and you're still in business today, and you were yesterday, and you're going to open up again today, you should celebrate that, too, every day. Steve Martin's here. He helps us celebrate all the time. He's been hanging out with us now in his 23rd year as a great member of our Brain Trust business. I'm sorry, ProfitPro.biz is his website. Also, score.org is the score website that you can find for folks all over the volunteers all over the country who will help you with your small business. And they do it for free. They're volunteers, folks. It's an amazing outpouring of agape that one of the strongest I've ever seen, Steve. And I just continue to take my hat off to you and your other SCORE volunteers. I know a bunch of them. I have known them for 20, 30 years. It's an amazing organization. I'm so proud of you guys.
Jim, we love our economy. We love our capitalist society that helps people achieve their dreams and feed their families and send their kids to school.
It ain't perfect, but it works, and it's risen. It's raised more people out of poverty than any other ism in the world. Steve, one of the things I want to ask you about is, folks, we've been talking to Steve about his conversations with people, with small businesses during this pandemic and how they've dealt with it. What are they telling you about the shutdown? Have they been understanding? Have they been mad about it? Are they saying, you know, they understood that it happened, or are they saying we shouldn't have, are they like me saying never again?
Well, the first feelings were just absolute terror and concern and question, and now it's turning into, oh my God, when will the government ever let me reopen?
Mm-hmm.
And why do I have to be terrorized and shut down when you got maybe a 1% infection rate, which is pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And
1%, folks, that's not the mortality rate, that's the infection rate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got over a million people here in the western New York area where I am, and I think there are 50 people in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And most are surviving and doing well. So.
Yeah.
The question is, when are we going to get our heads together and move on and be reasonable about this?
We've got to learn from this. And in fact, over the weekend, the CDC came out with a recommendation that we not shut down again, that this won't be helpful going forward, that we need to take other steps. What do you think?
Well, there's the reality that when you shut down society, it causes unintended consequences and unintended illness and death. And that's about where we are in many
And we
areas.
Won't know the full total on that for maybe 3 to 5 years, will we? We won't know how much this really costs.
And there are some people that will bury the reality.
Yeah.
You know, I happen to be in one of 5 states where the governors intentionally put COVID ill people into nursing homes.
Unbelievable.
And that's where a very large percentage of the fatalities came from.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hiding it.
Yeah.
Governor of New York hiding his data.
That's what the way you said it, and I believe that you're right that's happened. That's almost a criminal. I mean, that's tantamount to a criminal act, isn't it?
Well, in many of views, it would be. And if you tried to run your business that way, you'd be shut down.
That's right. Yeah. So the main thing that I'm trying to get across to people: what's done is done. We did it. It's behind us. We're mostly behind us. We just need to make sure that we're not confused about next time. Because I'm convinced, as you probably know, Steve, I keep reminding people we're going to have a COVID-21 one of these days. And when that happens, we need to have
true.
A game plan that doesn't take the rest of the country down.
Well, you've got to get the politicians out of the darn system. They have, I think the politicians, I won't name them because they get in trouble, have killed more people than other policies.
Well, and then when the research is done on what this costs us in, over the next year to 3 to 5, I think the number will be probably, the deaths will be greater than what COVID costs us. Hey, Steve, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Always glad to talk to you, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, thanks for everything you
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us. Check out his own website, score.org. Check that out as well. And we love having him on the show. We always get smarter when Steve Martin joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.